Our message is entitled today, The Season of Spring. If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us to the book of Zechariah, chapter 10. The book of Zechariah, chapter number 10. Springtime is upon us. Things are beginning to change. Life seems to be springing up all around us. After a long, cold winter, we welcome spring. Temperatures of warmth, fragrances in the air, just a time of refreshment and revitalization comes with spring. In a spiritual perspective, one needs to be revitalized. One needs to be stirred. And one needs to be brought to life. So today, dear friends, we want to be able to focus upon the season of spring, but not just in a physical sense, but we want to look at it from a spiritual perspective. In the book of Zechariah, in chapter number 10, Lord willing, today we want to be able to focus primarily on verse number 1. Ask of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord spoke to our heart and led us to this passage that is found in Zechariah chapter number 10, the Lord began to speak to us about the importance of the rain. I can tell you today, dear friends, without rain, the grass and the crops would not grow. But I want you to understand something today from a spiritual perspective. The rain represents the Holy Spirit. And without the Holy Spirit, there's no way that we can grow in ways to bring the Lord Jesus Christ honor, bring Him praise, and bring Him glory. When I looked here at Zechariah, the Holy Spirit reminded me that He was prophesying, He was ministering to a people who desired a great uplift, desire to have a relationship with God that was pleasing to Him. I pray today that if you're among us this morning in need of an uplift, in need of a special relationship, dear friends, I pray today that the Holy Spirit pours upon you and grows you and blesses you and helps you in tremendous ways. Oh, dear friends, when you look at that word, lighter rain, when you look at these words that represent the spring rains in Palestine, represents the time of March and April when things there, as they are here, begin to thrive and to take on life. I tell you today, dear friends, we're in the season of growing. We're in the season of shouting. We're in the season of praising. And let us today allow the Holy Spirit to rain down upon us, to bless us, and help us in this spiritual spring that we're in. I pray today, dear friends, that we have a desire in our heart to grow and to flourish for the glory and the kingdom of God. You enjoy being able to see the flowers and the trees and all the greenery that spring brings. I pray today that when people see us, it brings to them a joy. It brings to them a glee. It brings to them something that brings refreshment to their heart. I pray today that we as believers here in this dispensation of grace can grow and thrive mightily in a world that needs so desperately to see the love of God. Oh, dear friends, when you look here at Zechariah chapter number 10, you will find this prophet of God. He's ministering to a people that had fallen by the wayside. You see, friends, Zechariah and the prophet Haggai, they prophesied and ministered after the 70 year of captivity. These two individuals, they were encouraging the Jews to rebuild the temple. He was encouraging as he was nourishing. He was bringing to them nourishment and encouragement through the Holy Spirit so that they could be used by God in a tremendous way. Well, the Lord desires today to use you and to bless you and to grow you so that the kingdom can thrive through your obedience to Him. You see, dear friends, when Zechariah and Haggai was ministering and motivating the people to resume work on the temple, he wanted them to be hands-on. You got to be hands-on in this day and time in which it is that we live. People says, I'm praying. I feel like them old saints of God in this holler years ago. We got to put legs on them prayers and allow the Holy Spirit to bless us and to help us and to anoint us to fulfill the will of God. Oh, dear friends, that is of the utmost importance that we today grow and thrive in this world that needs to see the people of faith flourishing for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Time of winter brings gloom. The time of cold and darkness brings bleakness. You say, well, Brother Lynn, how does that apply to us today? The old adversary who walketh about, seeking whom that he may devour, he has a desire to make you cold and indifferent. He has a desire to overshadow you and to oppress you and to hinder you. Zechariah knew the faith of his people. He knew how that their faith had waned, how that they were distraught spiritually when it came to worshiping God. Zechariah wrote in chapter 3, beginning in verse 1, when he was speaking about a vision that God had given to him. Zechariah writes, and he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. What's the word saying here? It is saying the cold, the dark, the filth is removed when the Holy Spirit rains down. He washes away all the desperation, all the pain, all the heartache, and all the sorrow. And the Holy Spirit instills in you, instills in me, as it was in Zechariah's day, a time of life, a time of flowering, a time of refreshment. Oh, dear friends, when Zechariah was given this vision by God, he seen the effects that Satan had on the individual. I tell you today, dear friends, if Satan has oppressed you, if he's depressed you, if he's hindered you, I ask you today, allow the Holy Spirit to rain down upon you, to bless you, to clean you, to grow you, so that you can thrive for God. I pray today that we have a spiritual spring. I pray today that the spiritual life of our Lord not only blesses us, but heals us. You see, dear friends, when Zechariah spoke about that latter rain, it was not unique to just this man of God. For the prophet Hosea would write in Hosea chapter number 6, there in verse number 3, he said, "Then shall we know if we fall on to know the Lord. He is going forth, is preparing as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth." Oh, Hosea was saying that the rain of God can bless. The rain of God has always been able to bless. I tell you today, dear friends, we are to pray to God for an outpouring in our lives so that we can be all we can be for Him. We need to pray about that. That God would not only stir us, but that God would bless us, and that God would compel us, and that God would grow us in ways that brings Him honor, brings Him praise, and brings Him glory. The psalmist says in Psalm 72, in verses 6 through 9, he says, "He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In His days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace, so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, from the rivers unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before Him, and His enemies shall lick the dust." Oh, dear friends, when Solomon penned this psalm, the Lord had inspired him to write how that the rain will clean, how that the rain will heal, how that the rain will bring a sense of peace to one's life, and suppress the enemy in the very dust that it stands. The Bible teaches us that if we believe that there is one God, that will do us well. For the devils also believe and they tremble. You know something today, dear friends? When the Lord is showering you with blessings and you're giving thanks and honor and praise to Him, I can tell you today, the old devil will take a back seat in your life. But you see, dear friends, in the middle of the winter, when it seems as though hardship and oppression is very common, Satan is not in the back seat. And in many cases, he's taken the wheel. He's brought brittleness. He's brought dryness. He's brought strife. Zechariah is looking at a people that come out of a 70-year captivity. And God was with them, and He walked with them, and He talked with them through all that 70 years. Now they had returned to the land of promise. He laid in ruins, but God was still God. God had rose up Zechariah and Haggai to encourage them, to help them restore worship to a nation. And Zechariah said, it's like the rain that falls in the middle of the winter. There's decay, there's death, there's destruction. But praise God, when those spring rains come tumbling down, growth comes everywhere. What he's saying is this, that when the Holy Spirit rains down upon you, you can grow, you can thrive, you can do what God would have one to do. Let us pray for spiritual rain. Let us pray for the rains of the Lord to shower us. When I looked at this passage, and I began to examine it, the first word, verse 1 of chapter 10, was ask ye of the Lord. Ask. 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 How many of us are doing much asking? The old farmers that used to farm for a living, they'd be in the midst of a drought. They'd be in the midst of a very dry period. They'd pray for rain. They'd pray for rain. You know why? Because the rain would bring life. The rain would bring fruit. The rain would be a blessing to one and to all. Zechariah, the prophets of old, they declared to the people that was in need to ask. I tell you today, dear friends, let us ask of the Lord. Let us ask. Let us ask. You might say, well, Brother Lim, my desire, my request is very small. It's very finite in the world of request. Listen, dear friends, we've said this many, many times over the years. If it means something to you, it means something to him. Don't let Satan belittle your request. That's the first stages of spiritual drought. If Satan can make you cold and indifferent and suppress you, he will. But I declare to you today, dear friends, on the authority of God's living, breathing, precious word, we're in a time of spring. The spiritual rains are beginning to pour. I tell you today, let us be drenched by the love of God. The word Zechariah means whom Jehovah knows. I tell you today, dear friends, the Lord knows you. He knows you. He wants the very best for you. That's why that Zechariah would say, ask ye of the Lord. The time of the latter rain. The time of the latter rain was in the spring. Dear friends, we're in the spring. Not just naturally, but spiritually. We just celebrated the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Some time after his resurrection, what would happen? On the day of the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit would come in like a mighty rushing wind and drench them and bless them and stir them and enable them to be the people that God would have them to be. You see, dear friends, the Lord wants not just to be your lively hope, but he wants to make you lively. He wants to bless you to shed off the old winter dullness that the cold season has brought, to bring to you a fresh perspective, to give you a tender heart. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I desire that. I want that. If there was ever a time for spiritual growth, it's now. How do I obtain that? Zechariah wrote, ask ye of the Lord. You remember what Jesus said? Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew tells us in Matthew chapter 7, in verse number 7, in this wonderful message, the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened
unto you. Ask. Ask. And praise God, you shall receive. You know, the Bible teaches us that we have not. Why? Because we ask not. The Jews wanted back in the land of their fathers. The Jews wanted restoration of the temple. The Jews wanted all of these things. But it was going to take work. It was going to take effort on their part. We want many, many things in our life, but you know something, dear friends? It's going to take effort on our part. I've always been a firm believer of this. God helps those who help themselves. You put one foot for the Lord, and the Holy Spirit will light that load and He will enable you to go. To grow. We must need nourishment. We must have the ingredients that brings growth. The spiritual reigns of the Almighty is descending as we speak. We can embrace it or we can reject it. You can desire to grow or desire to hold back. Haggai and Zechariah encouraged the people of God to grow. The Lord would raise up men like Nehemiah. He would raise up all these great people of faith that will enable them to be able to get their spiritual footing and flourish in ways that could bring the Lord glory. Well, the same God that blessed them, the same God that stirred them, the same God that sent rain upon them is the same God that provides for us. To have, we must ask. And the Bible teaches us through the words of Jesus, if we ask, praise God, we shall receive. Haggai knew it. Zechariah knew it. Hosea knew it. Zephaniah knew it. Malachi knew it. Micah knew it. All the minor prophets with major messages knew it. And praise God, Bob, we know it. Maddie knows it. Steve knows it. Kyle and Rachel knows it. Courtney knows it. Gene knows it. Walter knows it. Joey and Jen know it. And to receive it, what do? Ask. Ask. Simple, isn't it? Simple. I never was a gardener. I never did like weeding and I never did like hoeing or anything like that. You know? But you know something today? If we will ask, God will bless us with the desire to hoe, to grow, to weed for the glory of God. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, I can't grow nothing. I never have had a green thumb. That's all right. The Holy Spirit will take care of that. You know what the Word says? The Word tells us that we were to look upon the fields because they were white. They were ready for harvest. We're to pray for laborers. A little bit of rain on you will work wonders for the glory of God. So today, dear friends, we're in the season of spring. Not just physically, not just naturally, but we're in the season of spring spiritually. And the rain of God is falling today. Let us be drenched with His love and be blessed by the will that He has for each and every one of our lives. Praise God. Let's stand.